Our parsha opens, the pasuk says, "De'ela hamishpatim asher tasim lifneihem." Picking up on those words, tasim lifneihem, famous comment of Rashi, asher tasim lifneihem, amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Moshe, says Hashem to Moshe Rabbeinu, lo sa'al al daitecha lomar eshna lehem aparek v'halacha beiz o gimel pa'amim ad shetei sedura b'fiyem kemishnasa. Don't suffice, don't let it be enough that you'll teach the Klal Yisrael a little bit, two, three times until they understand the Divrei Torah you're teaching them. If they're not going to understand the deeper level, if they're not going to understand the depth, it's enough that I just teach them what the dinim are. It's enough that I just put it in front of them and tell them, here are the halachos. I'll teach it to you two times, three times. That exhibits certainly enough patience. But what do I have to be matriach myself, burden myself with the annoying task of explaining everything deeply, of chazering, of going through it in a more, you know, more structured fashion and in a more in-depth fashion. Lekach nemar, that's why the Torah here says, ve'ela hamishpatim asher tasim lifneihem, that you shall place before them, kishulchan ha'aruch, says Rashi, like a table which is set, umuchan, it's ready, lechol lifnei ha'adam. A table which is set, a shulchan aruch, umuchan lechol lifnei ha'adam, that a person is ready to partake of a meal, that's all set up, that's all spread out in front of him. And here the Maharal in his commentary on Rashi and Gur Aryeh explains that Rashi is picking up on a diuk in the pasuk, because the pasuk says lifnehem, and it's clear that the mechilta, the chazal, which Rashi is quoting here, which says that it should be like a shulchan aruch for them to be able to partake of, it's clear that that chazal, that mechilta, is picking up on the words lifnehem, before them. And the Maharal explains that Rashi sees that the word lifnehem, and he brings examples of this in other places as well, the word lifnehem connotes if something is lifanecha, lifanai, lifanechem, that something is very much attained. It's in hand. It's something which you fully grasp, fully understand, and have already contemplated and took into yourself on some level. Asher tasim lifnehem, the Divrei Torah have to be put before them, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Moshe, Sherotza lomar kishulchan aruch lefanav v'neged einav. It's like a table which is set right before my eyes. D'lekach ksiv lifnehem. That's what the word lifnehem means. V'imkein yodea bevadai tam hadavar. They have a clarity, very, very lucid understanding of what's before them. And that's what Rashi is explaining from the Mechilta. And in fact, Rashi added some words to the Mechilta. The Mechilta really only said that it's a shulchan aruch, which is before the people that are learning from Moshe Rabbeinu. And Rashi adds the words, umuchan lechol lifnei ha'adam. That table which is set is not only set before their eyes, is not only sitting there nicely, but it's muchan lefanav. It's arranged in such a way, it's ready, lechol lifnei ha'adam, for the person to go ahead and partake of the meal, to eat for it. It's literally like being invited over as a guest to the Shabbos table where you've done nothing. You've done no work. You've done nothing, but the food is there. It's ready to be eaten, and all you have to do is sit down and take part in the meal. But it's interesting because, sadly, we don't always feel like Divrei Torah are this way. We don't always feel like Divrei Torah are a set table before us that we could just taste the Divrei Torah the second we step into a room. When we walk into a base medrash and try to learn a blot gemara, it does not often feel like we're being fed that blot gemara. It often feels like we have to break our teeth on trying to eat the Divrei Torah that are in the base medrash. And when we go to a shir, it's not always easy to stay awake. It's not always easy to understand what the Rebbe is trying to give across. It's not always easy to connect to the parts when we're doing Shnai Mikra. What is the Torah trying to convey to us, the Mechilta Rashi, in telling us that Divrei Torah from Moshe Rabbeinu, the prime example, the paradigmatic Melami Torah LeYisrael, that Torah is supposed to be learnt and taught like him for all generations? What is the Torah trying to convey to us by telling us it's a shulchan aruch lefanav? It doesn't feel that way. It doesn't feel like a set table. It feels a lot more difficult. It feels like I'm the one cooking the meal. So to answer that question, I'd like to discuss another Maharal. But before we get to that other Maharal, I think it's important to switch our attention to the very end of the Torah. In Parshas Nitzav, in the Pasuk tells us, Ki ha-mitzvah hazos, this mitzvah, it's unclear what the Torah is referring to here, this mitzvah, asher anochi mitzavcha hayom, which I command you in today, lo nifleisi mimcha, it is not too far from you, it is not distant, it is not hidden from you, velo rechokahi, it's not far away, lo vashamayim hi, it's not in the skies, Lemor miyale lanu hashamayim avika cheha lanu v'yashminu osav na'asena, that we have to start to think, well, who could get up there? Who can get to this mitzvah up in the shamayim and bring it down to us and we could do it? It's not across the ocean that we should have to say who's gonna float across the ocean, swim across the ocean, take a boat across the ocean. No. Ki karov elecha hadavar meod. It is exceedingly close to you. It is very, very near. Beficha uvavavcha la'asoso. It's so simple. It's in your heart. It's in your mouth. It's right there. It's easily attainable. It's within your grasp, this mitzvah. Now, this is Machlokas Rishonim, the Ramban, and the Rambam famously about what this mitzvah is talking about. Others weigh in as well. But assuming like those who say that this mitzvah that the Torah is referring to here is the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, in fact, it's the concept of learning Torah, then there's a very strange question. There's really multiple questions we could ask, but one that bothers us right now is the following. What is the Shakla Vatarya? When you have a Gemara that has a Havamina and a Maskana, it initially suggests something or asks a question or wonders about a possibility and then rejects that possibility. It's often the case that we try to find a way that it's not what we call Min HaKatzeh Ad HaKatzeh, from extreme to extreme. We don't expect the Gemara to say, maybe this is Aser Daraisa. Oh, actually it's Mutter. Maybe this is biblically forbidden entirely. Oh, no, it's totally permissible. That's way too extreme. If the Torah or the Gemara or a Rishon initially thinks something is Aser Daraisa, so the logical knockoff rejection of that may be, oh, it's only Aser Midarabanan, or maybe it's Aser Midaraisa, but you don't get a punishment for it. How could the Torah here go in such extremes? The Havamina of the Pasuk is maybe you'll think that Torah is Bashamayim. You'll think Torah is totally inaccessible, impossible to achieve, impossible to reach, impossible to understand and grasp. Maybe it's across the ocean. Maybe it's in outer space. Says the Torah, no, it's not in outer space. It's not across the ocean. Where is it? So I would think the maskana, the conclusion that we come to, is that it's not in outer space, but it's on the top of a skyscraper. It's not across the water, but it's on an island that you have to take a little bit of a ferry across to get to. But the Torah doesn't say that. It says it's not in the sky, it's in your heart. It's not across the ocean, it's in your mouth. What? It goes from being inaccessible to being in hand, mamish, right in front of you. So what's the Havamin and what's the Maskana? What's the Shakla Vatarya from one extreme to the other? The Havamin is that's impossible, and the Maskana is that not only is it possible, it's easy? How does that make any sense? So maybe now we have a chance to look at a different Ma'aral. The Ma'aral in his Sefer, Tiferes Yisrael, beautiful Sefer, very much revolving around the concept of Talmud Torah, of Matan Torah, and the Chag HaShavuos. So in the Hakdama, in the very, very, very beginning of his introduction to the Sefer, Tiferes Yisrael, the Maharal picks up on yet another pasuk. The pasuk that we're all familiar with says, "Vizos HaTorah Asher Sam Moshe Lifnei Bnei Yisrael." This is the Torah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to Moshe, and Moshe Rabbeinu was Sam Moshe Lifnei Bnei Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu placed the Torah Lifnei Bnei Yisrael. And the word lifnei sticks out to us, especially given what we spoke about in the beginning from the Gur Aryeh commenting on Rashi. The word lifnei sticks out to us. What does the word lifnei mean here? And the Maharal says this explicitly. Why not just say Asher Sam Livnei Yisrael? That he gave it to the Klal Yisrael, that he gave it to the Jewish people. Why lifnei Bnei Yisrael? And here, the Maharal says something fascinating. Fascinating. He says, V'lachein lo kasav ama Asher Sam Livnei Yisrael. He didn't say lifnei. The Torah doesn't say that it was given livnei to the Klal Yisrael. Rather, it is Asher Sam Moshe lifnei Bnei Yisrael, before them. Why? HaKasuv HaZer Rotza Lomar, says the Ma'aral, Ki HaTorah is a chefetz munach. It's an object that's resting, that's sitting in a corner. Kol HaRotza Lizkospa, anyone who wants to try to take advantage, anyone who wants to try to be Kona Torah, anyone who wants to try to merit in the Chachmas HaTorah, in the Adiyas HaTorah, in the Kedushas HaTorah, Yizkeba. It's there for the taking. Anyone can take it. But it doesn't say some livnei Yisrael, rak lifnei bnei Yisrael, kimo davar hamunach lifneihem. Kol harotze lizkos zocheba. You know why it's lifnei bnei Yisrael? Because even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it to Moshe to put before us, it's only before us. That means it's an object that's sitting in the corner, and it's up to me to be zocha in it. It's up to me to walk over to that object, to admire it, to desire it, to pick it up and to own it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't give the Torah livnei Yisrael. He gave the Torah lifnei bnei Yisrael. He placed it before us, but there's still one act that's missing. We need to stick out our hands and grab it. We need to embrace that Torah on our own. It's placed before us. The opportunity is there. It's ripe for the taking, but it's on us to actually take it into our possession. The Torah says, don't think it's Bashamayim. Don't think the Torah is across the water. crazy havamina that the Torah is completely inaccessible? And the answer of the Gemara, no, it's bifichel vavchalaso, so it's right there. It's right there. It's near and dear. It's close to you. How do you go from extreme to extreme? The answer is there is a step that the Torah is assuming, which the Maharal is pointing to here in Teferes Yisrael. The step the Torah is assuming is that even though the Torah is bificha, it is bilvavcha, there is a reach that a person has to give. There is a little bit of an effort that a person has to put in to grab that Torah. Okay, so it's not bashamayim anymore. It's not inaccessible. Okay, it's not across the water anymore. It's bificha, it's bilvavcha, it's right here, but it's only lifnehem. It's only before you in the sense that you still have to pick it up. You have to make the kinyan. You have to do the hagbah, the meshicha, even a kinyan dalat amos, something. You got to approach the Torah and take it for yourself. It's not going to be bashamayim, says the Torah. It's going to be beficha olvavcha, but it's aser some moshe lifnei b'nei Yisrael, and you have to do the next step of reaching out and taking it. Imagine you go to someone's house for a Shabbos meal, the mashal we used in the beginning, and you sit down and there's an elaborate suda. And there's chulent, and there's chicken, and there's a fish course, and there's three salads, and there's kugel, and there's cake for dessert, and you're not that hungry. You just don't have the stomach to eat a lot. So all you partake of is the chulent. When you leave that house, and you see your friend in the street, and your friend says, what was served at lunch? What's the answer? What was served at lunch? Chulent? Yeah. What if you say chulent, and that's it? So it's true that all you ate is chulent. That's correct. But is that all that this person served to you as the guest at the table? What was muchan lefanecha on the shulchan? Cholent, chicken, salads, kugel, cakes. A huge, splendid meal was served to you. You chose to partake of one particular item on the menu, but there were many, many, many foods on the table for you to partake of. Says the Torah, Ve'ela mishpatim asher tasim lifnehem. This is the Torah. These are the mitzvos that you, Moshe Rabbeinu, need to put before Klal Yisrael. Says Rashi, it has to be kishulchan aruch hamuchan lechol me'ela. It has to be a shulchan aruch, a set table, which a person is muchan lechol lifnei ha'adam. It's set and ready to be consumed. It's there for the taking. And we ask, but sometimes we don't feel that way. Sometimes we don't feel like it's so simple, like it's a shulchan aruch bifanenu. It's a set table that's beficho vavavcha la'asoso. You know why? Because we're missing one step. The table is set. The dishes are there. The food is out. You have to eat. You have to serve yourself some of the food. You have to reach out and grab everything that's on the table and try to take it all in, all you can eat of Torah. It's a shulchan aruch lifnei b'nei ha'adam. It's muchan lechol, but it's on us to be ochel. It's lifnehem, says the Maharal. Lifnehem means that it's davar yadua in barur. It's in hand. It's right there. But lifnehem, as the Maharal tells us also, elsewhere in Teferes Yisrael, he says lifnehem doesn't only mean that it's in hand. It also means that it needs to be grabbed into your hand. It's there for the taking. You can pluck this right off the tree, but you have to put in that action, that step of gaining, of accessing, and of attaining the Divrei Torah. Asher tasim lifnehem, says Moshe Rabbeinu, I'm going to give it to you on a silver platter. But it's on you to serve yourself. It's on you to eat up. It's on you to satiate yourself with Divrei Torah. Baruch Hashem, we live in communities that have so many opportunities for Talmud Torah, for independent Talmud Torah, for Talmud Torah through Shiurim, for Rabbanim to ask questions to, and we often feel lost, and we often feel like we're breaking our teeth. And that's how Torah is supposed to be. It's supposed to be difficult. We had a havamina in Parshas Nitzavim that the Torah was completely inaccessible. But what our communities provide for us, what our rabbeim provide for us, what our rabbanim provide for us, what our yeshivas provide for us, what our shuls provide for us, is a shulchan aruch, muchan lifnei ha'adam lechol. There's a set table. Everything is there. It's on you to take part of the meal.